It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It's midweek. I bless each one of you. It's time for those who have the hydrogen generator to rinse it out. It's midweek, mid-month, I should say. May God bless you today. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Andringa, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this time to come together and to open up your word. And now we pray for your Holy Spirit to teach us the things we need to know. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and bless us this morning as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ from the Master's Chorale.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
you all. It's time for our worship thought. I do have a real quick request on Facebook to know where we are The ministry is in Saxonburg, Pennsylvania, above Pittsburgh. So that gives you a concept. Let's definitely reach out at a later time. All right, friends, we're going to be talking about, the title is simply Dogs and Swine, but it comes from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. And wait a minute, I didn't do that right. It's actually Matthew 7, 6. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Let's pray. Lord, bless us in the name of Jesus as we open the word to understand it, to apply it to our lives. For if we don't apply it to our lives, oh Lord, it means nothing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, give not that which is holy unto the dog, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Dogs and swine. So the bottom line, dogs and swine are linked together. God basically says, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine. So holy things and valuable things, things of value, things of spiritual, we might even say things of physical and spiritual value you could think of. This, we're not supposed to give to the dogs and the swine. Why? Because they won't appreciate it. How do you know? Because it says they will trample on it. They'll just walk on it. They don't really realize what it is, what sacrifice was made for them, what value it has, the significance of it, and then they'll come turn on you. And so, my brothers and sisters, God is telling us that a lot of us are hurt. A lot of us have pain. Some people are dead simply because we didn't follow this principle. The Bible is full of principles. It's a book of principles. How do we know? Because it says in Isaiah 28:10, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. That's a teaching, but that can also be a principle, okay, because many teachings are principles. And when it says precept must be upon precept, that basically means you can stack them all together. They all agree. There's not a single principle in the Bible that disagrees with another principle in the Bible. They all agree. Matter of fact, that's why I keep the Sabbath, friends, because all the principles agree. When you show me in the Bible that we're not under the old covenant, we're under the new, that's fine with me because the new is said to be the one Abraham was under, and Genesis chapter 26 says Abraham kept all God's commandments. You see? So people have made the old covenant and limited it to the Ten Commandments. The old covenant, although a covenant is an agreement, and if you have an agreement, there's got to be some rules. What are we agreeing to, okay? In that sense, the law was a part of the covenant, my brothers and sisters, but it said that they broke it. That means that they broke the law, okay? That doesn't mean the law was done away with. It's just that the new covenant was already there. It was the Abrahamic covenant. And whenever you make an agreement, both parties, like a marriage, both parties have to say, I do. And when God gave the law, the children of Israel said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Okay? They were basically in their own strength saying, we can do this. And they didn't. As soon as Moses went back up into the mountain, they ended up doing a golden calf thing, you know? And so they broke it. They broke it right away. But God's salvation is not deterred by that. That's why the new covenant is based on better promises. It doesn't mean that God's going to take people who won't give up sin into heaven. It just means that he had another covenant, though, that was not based on our faulty promises. It is a promise to forgive your sins, to empower you if you cooperate, and to eventually change your body. So that's a justification, sanctification, and glorification. And he did not ask for a response. That's the covenant. We have to cooperate with it to be saved, but the covenant was just his agreement with us that this is what he would do if we follow his principles, right? So my brothers and sisters, I keep the Sabbath because I try to be consistent with the Bible. The Bible says that if you break the whole law and yet offend in one point, you're guilty of all. I keep the Sabbath because it was given at creation before there was ever a Jew. And it is a memorial of creation. And when I'm saved, it is because God created in me a clean heart. A new heart also will I give you. Look at Psalm 51:10. Look at Ezekiel 36:26, my friends. And so if you understand these principles, you'll be blessed. All right, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. And so, my brothers and sisters, what is God telling us? God has given us that which is holy. And sometimes matrimony is holy, okay? Holy matrimony. And many of us are hurt because we didn't seek God. And so we gave that which was holy unto the dogs, okay? And there are female dogs and male dogs, okay? We gave that which was holy unto the dogs, brothers and sisters. And then we had valuables, spiritual and even physical valuables, and we gave it away to people that did not appreciate it. So God is here telling you that your time, talent, and treasure, you have accountability to make sure they're not wasted. And when you see people, sometimes we try to impress people. We try to buy people's love and so on and so forth because they're rending us. They're tearing us apart. We say, well, maybe if I give them more love, if I give them more things. God is trying to tell you if you see that they are apt to hurt you, that's not the people you give your all to. That's not the ones you want to buy. That's not the ones you don't buy anybody anyway, but that's not the ones you want to sacrifice for. God is trying to help us understand, my brothers and sisters, that we are valuable to him, and we are his princes and princesses. And the valuables that we have, he gave us, and he does not want us to squander them because they only hurt us when we squander them because the pigs and the dogs came back to eat the people, okay, to tear the people. So when you have somebody that won't call you back, don't just keep calling. You're worth more than that to waste time to keep calling somebody that won't call you back. If you have somebody that's mistreating you, now the Bible tells us, you know, the balancing scripture might be, it talks about, I'm trying to remember how it goes, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So when somebody is doing something bad to you, you don't have to respond and do something bad to them. But that's not telling you to just go seek out people and waste your time, talent, and treasures on people that have proven that they want to do bad things to you. So you have to understand there's balance there. And a lot of times we are hurt in pain, and a lot of time has been wasted because we've given that which was holy unto the dogs, and we've cast our pearls before swine. Pearls don't have to, you know, your treasure doesn't have to always be your money. It could be valuables. It could be sometimes, you know, people who want to just wreck cars and mess up your car. They don't even have a sense of the values. They drive recklessly. And then you just, because you don't want to make them mad, because you want to make them like you, you let them use your car. You just gave that which was holy unto the dogs, and you cast your pearls before swine. Because when the car comes back wrecked, you don't have a car. And then they're just going to say it's your fault. Anybody ever had that happen? Somebody did you wrong and then blamed you and said everything was your fault. That's pearls before swine, okay? That's the work of dogs. That's the work of swine. Now, I want to share something with you from the Pen of Inspiration. This is from Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, page 129. And it just comments on this phrase. It says, Jesus here refers to a class who have, and listen carefully so we understand the principle, no desire to escape from the slavery of sin. Okay? So those who have no desire to escape from the slavery of sin. So this is beautiful because this does not tell you which sin it is. So you might have a dog and a swine type person that might be an accountant and a judge, and you might have a person that really wants to better their life, and they might be in a crack house. And God may want you to spend more time trying to reach the person in the crack house than to try to reach the judge or the other person in that other profession. I forgot what I said, okay? The point being made is that it has nothing to do with where you are, what sin you're involved in, how bad, how long you've done it. Don't cast your pearls before swine, and don't give that which is holy unto the dogs refers to a class who have no desire to escape from the slavery of sin. Now, when somebody does you wrong and they just keep doing it over and over and over and over again, you may reach out a little bit, but don't keep reaching out, because the reality is they have shown that they don't appreciate the Jesus in you, my friend. And so God is telling you, you're wasting your time, you're going to get hurt, you're going to waste resources. And many of us know what that's like. We know what it's like. Sometimes we've been hurt by family members. Sometimes we've been hurt by church members, church family members, supposedly. Sometimes we've been hurt by a lot of different people, friends. But God is trying to help us understand that as we follow the principles of the Bible, it will keep you from being hurt in the ways that we often are. Now, we are saddened when we see souls lost, so there is pain that comes. But we can avoid a lot of just personal injury if we would just follow these principles. So just keep in mind, look at the big picture. Some people don't want to leave the slavery of sin. You might be with somebody and they just will not be right, will not be faithful, and we just trying to hang on and hang on and hang on. Give not that which is holy unto the dog, and cast not your pearls before swine. Sometimes somebody's mean to you and you're just nice to them, and they're mean to you and you're just nice to them. And the bottom line is, at some point in time, you're just going to have to say, hey, I just can't do it anymore. I've got time, talent, and treasure, and Jesus is coming soon, and we've got to finish his work. There's so many others that want to get out of the slavery of sin, and this person I'm dealing with does not. It says, by indulgence in the corrupt and vile, their natures have become so degraded that they cling to the evil and will not be separated from it. Brothers and sisters, please understand, you might be thinking that's a vile person out on the street. Jesus' greatest enemies were in this category. The scribes and the Pharisees, that was a religious leader, okay? The servants of Christ should not allow themselves to be hindered by those who would make the gospel only a matter of contention and ridicule. So people who have that tendency to make the good news of Christ only a subject of contention and ridicule, don't waste your time. Don't waste your talent. Don't waste your treasures. Think about that. Your talents are all the gifts that you have. Gifts of speech, gifts of help, gifts of administration, gifts of kindness. You know, not to say that you have to be mean, but the bottom line is, you know, you don't need to waste a lot of resources on those who are not trying to be righteous. Now, you can use those resources on those who are trying to be righteous, even if they have a long way to go. Because guess what, friends? Many of us have a long way to go, and many of us had a long way to go. How many of us can say you've never drank? How many of us can say we've never gotten drunk? How many of us can say we've always been morally pure as it relates to the seventh commandment? Brothers and sisters, truth be told, most people who live from birth to death can't say that. Most people can't say that. So the reality is all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Maybe mine aren't yours, yours aren't mine. Maybe you have a different weakness than I have. But the bottom line is God wants to give us complete victory through our Lord, Jesus Christ. We just need to spend time with him, my friend. Listen carefully. It says, but the Savior never passed by one soul, however sunken in sin, who was willing to receive the precious truths of heaven. To publicans and harlots, his words were the beginning of a new life. Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils, was the last at the Savior's tomb and the first whom he greeted in the morning of his resurrection. I want to pause and talk about Mary Magdalene. You know, a lot of people just automatically assume that she is the woman at an earlier point in Christ's ministry who was caught in adultery. Okay? Jesus does not give that person's name, and he never says Mary was that person. Why do we assume it is? I believe it is. But you know why we don't? We're not told, because there's something about sexual sin, brothers and sisters. People look down on you, and they'll look down on you for the rest of their lives. So that's why God wanted to show us that even that sin is curable, my friends. That's why he let Rahab the harlot be one of Jesus' grandmothers. That's right. She was in the lineage of one of his great-great-great-great-grandmothers, and she was a harlot who was converted. She's not a wasn't a harlot after that, my brothers and sisters. And so we have to understand that God can save from the guttermost to the uttermost. It says, to publicans and harlots, his words were the beginning of a new life. Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils, was the last at the Savior's tomb and the first whom he greeted in the morning of his resurrection. Jesus purposely had it that way to show, my friends, because Mary was serious about her salvation, and she gave her heart totally to God, and Jesus honored her, letting her be the first one to see him when he was resurrected. It was Saul of Tarsus, one of the most determined enemies of the gospel, who became Paul, the devoted minister of Christ. Beneath an appearance of hatred and contempt, even beneath crime and degradation, may be hidden a soul that the grace of Christ will rescue to shine as a jewel in the Redeemer's crown. So you don't look at what a person is doing. Even if they're doing harm to you, you present the gospel to them and see if they respond. That's what you have to do. You don't just say, okay, that person's hurting me, that swine, that's a dog, I'm just staying away from him. No, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I have had people, and this is God's honest truth, I can remember one case anyway, where a person was mean to me. I mean mean. I got to a hotel, and they made a mistake. And you know how sometimes they can charge the wrong card, and they have a card on file. They're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to present. And she didn't do what she was supposed to do. And that, you know, it wasn't going to mess me up completely, but it just wasn't how I planned on using the finances at the time. And so, you know, I said, no, ma'am, you weren't supposed to use that card. You're supposed to use this card, blah, blah, blah. She had an attitude. And I was like, wait a minute. You know, I'm paying your salary here by coming to this, you know, thing. And I did not want to report her. But I had no choice. And I went to the room and I prayed about it. And, you know, I came back after prayer. I said, ma'am, I want you to know, I went up to my room and prayed. And I prayed because I don't want to report you. I know the policy of this hotel. I'm a Diamond member. I come here all the time. I know your policy, and you just didn't handle that right. All I was telling you was you should have apologized and not had an attitude. And I said, I'm just going to come down and see if I can talk to you one more time, because I really don't want to talk to your manager. She burst out in tears, had a horrible day, just kind of poured out her whole life story. You know, it was late at night. You know, I came in late, so it was not anybody else in the hotel. And, you know, I sent her some tracks or whatever, you know, to the hotel and that type of thing. Don't know whatever became of her. But the bottom line is, if I had just treated her the way she treated me, she was a diamond in the rough, in other words. She had a soft heart. She had just probably been hurt, abused, bothered, had her guard up and all that kind of stuff. And so, friends, we have to be careful how we treat people. And if you're one who's extra sensitive, you need to watch out, because sensitivity, which comes from low self-esteem, is a form of pride. Oh, you never heard that before. But, yes, it's a form of pride. Pride is a spectrum. Think of it like an arc. On one side is arrogance, always talking about me. I'm the greatest. I'm the best. I'm the best preacher. I'm the best writer. You know, it's all about me, right? And then on the other end of the spectrum, nobody calls me. She didn't shake my hand. He didn't call me. He didn't do this for me. They do it for everybody else but me. It's still all about you. So it's all about pride. When you give your heart to Christ, it's going to be all about Jesus, and your feelings won't be hurt. The Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 160. I got to find that. I forgot where it is. I'll find that for you. Psalm 119, 165, I believe it is. Psalm 119, 165. We'll verify that, but I believe that's where that is. So, my brothers and sisters, God has given you time. He's given you talent. He's giving you treasure. Treasure is not just money, but it is resources. He wants you to use them to further his kingdom and not waste them on those who do not show any evidence that they want anything better. More specifically, Jesus here refers to a class who have no desire to escape from the slavery of sin. Okay, so you have to pray about that. God will show you who they are. And let's stop giving that which is holy unto the dog. And let's stop giving our casting our pearls before swine. How do you have a better relationship with God? You need to spend time with him, friend. And I'm going to sing a little song. It says, breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I constant be, and live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity. Friends, we need God to breathe on us, and he's not going to breathe on us if we never come near his breath, if we never spend time with him, if we don't talk to him like you talk to a friend. He should be the first one you talk to in the morning. He should be the last one you talk to at night. And you'll even be better off if you give him some time in the noonday and throughout the entire day. That's what it means when it says pray without ceasing. You're just constantly communing with God. It doesn't mean that you get on your knees 24 hours a day, but you're constantly in communion with God. Lord, should I say this to this person? What should I do, Lord? Help me. Talk to me, Lord. What do you want me to understand from this circumstance? And then just, you know, meditate on his word. But if you're never in the word, you don't have anything to meditate on. And then when you find somebody to bless them, friend. You shouldn't analyze to criticize. You should assess to bless. How about that? And we will be blessed in return. So may God be with you, friends. Let's close out with prayer. And then we're coming back to hear a message from Sister Lenny. And that message is entitled Body and Mind Inseparable. We'll take a little 8-minute break after prayer. Father, be with us today. Thank you very much for your love, kindness, and grace, and teaching us these practical lessons as we approach the soon return of Jesus. There will be much talent, time, and treasure that we will have, and we must make sure that that which is holy does not go to the dogs and our pearls before swine. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, our 8-minute intermission is the Torso Song. Enjoy.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer, it may shock you to know. God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to from the ground, north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow. If
thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Thou art this song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Going to hear from Sister Lenny, mind and body inseparable.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Mind and body inseparable. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:17. One of the strongest temptations that man has to meet is upon the point of appetite. Between the mind and the body, there is a mysterious and wonderful relation. They react upon each other. To keep the body in a healthy condition, to develop its strength, that every part of the living machinery may act harmoniously, should be the first study of our life. To neglect the body is to neglect the mind. It cannot be to the glory of God for his children to have sickly bodies or dwarfed minds. To indulge the taste at the expense of health is a wicked abuse of the senses. The Redeemer of the world knew that the indulgence of appetite would bring physical debility and so deaden the perceptive organs that sacred and eternal things would not be discerned. Christ knew that the world was given up to gluttony and that this indulgence would pervert the moral powers. If the indulgence of appetite was so strong upon the race that in order to break its power, the divine Son of God, in behalf of man, was required to fast nearly 6 weeks, what a work is before the Christian in order that he may overcome, even as Christ overcame. The strength of the temptation to indulge perverted appetite can be measured only by the inexpressible anguish of Christ in that long fast in the wilderness. Christ knew that in order to successfully carry forward the plan of salvation, he must commence the work of redeeming man just where the ruin began. Adam fell by the indulgence of appetite in order to impress upon man his obligations to obey the law of God. Christ began his work of redemption by reforming the physical habits of man. Intemperance in eating, even of food of the right quality, will have a prostrating influence upon the system and will blunt the keener and holier emotions. Strict temperance in eating and drinking is highly essential for the healthy preservation and vigorous exercise of all the functions of the body. The only safe course is to touch not, taste not, handle not tea, coffee, wines, tobacco, opium, and alcoholic drinks. The necessity for the men of this generation to call to their aid the power of the will, strengthened by the grace of God, in order to withstand the temptations of Satan and resist the least indulgence of perverted appetite, is twice as great as it was several generations ago. The Redeemer of the world came from heaven to help man in his weakness, that in the power which Jesus came to bring him, he might become strong to overcome appetite and passion and might be victor on every point. This morning's reading is coming from a devotional called Lift Him Up, page 272. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. What a blessing, friend. Before we open the phone line, we're going to just mention a couple of things. I'll be right back. I want you all to be aware of three websites. The main flagship website of Times of Refreshing, Simplicity of Eden Ministry, also known as Torso Ministry, is Torso, TORSOE.org. There you'll learn about the ministry. Also, there's products, herbal products that you have. There's a lot of health information, and you can learn about our services. There is another website where all of these broadcasts are archived, and that is torwm.org. Now, those of you who are on Facebook, you automatically can go to my Facebook and see those. But for those of you who aren't on Facebook, you might want to consider going regularly to torwm.org, and you can tell other people about torwm.org. If you want a reminder from time to time, I try to do it every day, but sometimes I miss a day or two. We do have a WhatsApp, so you can contact me and get on that WhatsApp list, and when we have announcements, you can do that. The other website is biblicalbooster.org, biblicalbooster.org. We've written a 320-page book, and there's a special that we're running right now. It's $60. This book is like a book. This is a book like you've never seen before. It has over 180 color pictures. It has over 150 QR codes, so it's very interactive. Go to videos, go to websites from it. It is full of poetry, original poetry, and it is endorsed by several physicians. And it tells some wonderful information that you need to hear about a better booster that can help you boost your immune system. We need to boost our immune systems, whether we're vaccinated or not. You're not going to get hurt by changing your lifestyle. And so the bottom line is, but it tells you a lot of truth and history of things that are now even just coming out that people are now accepting. We've been telling them this for a long time. So you definitely want to check that out. If you put in the coupon code TORSOE15, TORSOE15, or FAMILY15, FAMILY15, you'll get $15 off. So that's $45 to your door, and you can have it autographed by yours truly, by the grace of God. All right, my friends, it's time for roll call. We have representation today from Virginia. We have a dear person who is a friend on Facebook. I'm just not sure where she is. She asked me where I'm from, or where I am right now. So I'm sorry, sis, I don't remember where you're from. But we have Missouri represented, a lovely family that I'm very close to, grew up with. Someone from that family is listening. And then also we've got South Carolina. On the call, we have Georgia. We have Maryland, we have Delaware, we have Ohio, we have Iowa. And to the Iowa person, I may give you a call. I just want to get acquainted. So you might get a call from a 706 number sometime this morning, okay, the person with an Iowa number. All right, we've got that's going to be Ohio again. And we have our dear Sister Cabin from who is presently in the island of Bermuda on the call. Praise the Lord. All right, friends, let's see where we are. We've got 16 minutes to the top of the hour. If there's anyone that would like to share anything, please press star 6. We'd love to talk to you. If you are on Facebook, just type in a comment or question you have, and we'll engage you in that question if there is anyone. Well, today is Wednesday, my friends. And, you know, we haven't announced it, but Wednesday is a good day. And we used to regularly announce that it's our day of fasting and prayer. So we're going to reinstitute that, friends. We recommend that you do some fasting once a week. It's good for your body, your mind, and your soul. And so Wednesday is our day for that. Some people fast the entire day. Some people miss one meal. Some people eat raw. Some people drink juice. However the Lord impresses you, it's good to always have mastery over your appetite and not be a slave of appetite. And also it gives your mind a clearness to let God breathe on you, that breath of God, more time in prayer, so on and so forth. And so highly recommend that you join us for a weekly fasting and prayer day, which is Wednesday. That being said, we will announce it, but, you know, we normally have three or four times a quarterly fast. It might be a week, sometimes 10 days, but we do it all together. And so it encourages us all to get that cleanse and keep our bodies working properly. You keep the body cleansed, you keep your body living long, a long life. So may God bless you. All right, there's no one in the queue. Actually, there's two people in the queue. They just came in at the same time. Praise the Lord. We'll go ahead and take our first one, and that is going to be our mother in Israel. We got two mothers in Israel, friends, and both of them are on the call. We'll take our mother in Israel. Mother Harriet is on the call. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, and everyone on the line. And I enjoy Sister Lenny's input.
Amen.
Yes, it's very educational. It's a good reminder, and when we follow these instructions, we're better off for it. The Lord knows why He gave it to His church. Let's say the world, but some don't accept it. I will let you know also that I received the book, and it's a blessing to anyone that received it. While I don't the facility or the ability to access the all of the information, but I'd ask to have my grandchildren know how to do those things. And also I had asked for help with digestion. And you reminded me, because sometimes you know things, but you don't remember to use them. Mm-hmm. The slippery elm and the psyllium husk, the psyllium powder, rather. And thank mm-hmm. God it has been working fine for me. Also, yeah. I do a lot of juicing. And God has been very good to us. And to me especially, I can about to that, God is love. And so many thanks, and may God continue to bless your ministry, bless you and your wife, and all who in any way at all have anything to do with running that ministry. God has blessed, and
amen.
I pray for you. And so God is love.
Yes, God is love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. All right, we're going to go to another mother in Israel, and that's going to be Sister Winston. Good morning, Sister Winston.
The Lord and Pastor, I just want to thank the Lord for you, because I've been truly blessed. And the biblical booster, I tell you, it is just, it's amazing to me. And I thank the Lord for that. But I have a question about the generator. So could you please call me after the broadcast this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And keep me and the family in prayer, and I'll be listening out for your call.
Thank you. Thank you. It'll be my pleasure. All right, friends. It's time to go ahead and wrap up, I guess. And we look forward to any help we can be. You all can reach out to us, reach out on Facebook, call if we can be of any help to you. If you have needs, friends, please reach out to us. God bless. I'm going to turn it over to my wife, Andrinda, if she would like to close us out with prayer at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship, and we pray, Lord, that we will continue to study things out by the workings of your Holy Spirit as we speak it, asking for more light, more understanding, more wisdom to be granted to us so we can have a knowledge and understanding of these things and be able to share them with others. We pray, Lord, that you would bless our dear mother in Israel, asking prayer for her and her family. And we pray, Lord, that you will grant those petitions that we know she keeps before you regarding her family members. We ask that you would be with her in a special way. And we pray for our other mother in Israel, Mother Harriet, asking that you would bless her, Lord, and her family as well, as she continues to seek the remedies to help her digestion. And we thank you for the relief that she's been able to receive thus far. We pray for everyone on this line, asking that you would bless every heart in a special way and help us all, Lord, to be healed spiritually, mentally, and physically as you prepare us for the times ahead where we each have to be able to make our calling and election sure for you. We ask that you will continue to bless us, help us, and guide us through the workings of your Spirit. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, we do our part in faith. God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. All right, it's time for our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust.